بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما قتلوه يقينا من رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حاولنا تعالى نفس عيسى عليه السلام والسلام أب يعني this آيات Yeah, the Jews, they explain this ayat wrongly. We have to be very careful. The Christians also, and very, we have to be careful of the Qadianis also, especially our students who are at university, etc. They get hold of them, the professionals, and they explain to them wrongly these ayats, and then they misread them. So we have to try and understand. And we cannot understand. Remember also all the arguments, all the discussions which take place. So safe for us is not to listen to them, not to come into their traps at all and refer them to the ulama. So however, here in this ayat Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. First Allah said, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, that they did not kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as the Jews claim, and neither did they put him on the cross. وَلَاكِنْ شُكْ بِهَذَهُمْ, but another person was from amongst themselves, and they themselves went into a dispute that we came with five or six people, where is our other person, where is he missing? And they could not find him, but he was the person whom Allah made to look like Isa alayhi salam, and Allah put him on the cross. So here Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said that they did not kill him, Allah lifted him up to the heavens. An important point to understand here is that every Nabi of Allah, who is every righteous person of Allah, his ruh goes up to the heavens, and it's clear in the ayat. But for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala said that Allah lifted him up with his body. That is, not just that, all the other Anbiya'ani Musallatu Wasalam were buried here on this earth. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we all know, is buried in Medina Sharif in Rawza-e Mubarak. Like that, all the Anbiya, even those Anbiya that the Jewish people had killed, they also, their arwah were lifted up. But Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah makes it clear in this ayat that Allah lifted him up, that is, with his body. Not only his soul, but his body also he lifted up. So we have to understand that point very clearly. Also, we have to understand the point that whoever stands up for the truth, that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they can never ever conceal the truth. They will never choose a path of not speaking out the truth. And when the truth is spoken out, then enemies are natural. And the worst enemies, every Nabi had his worst enemies. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was in Iraq. But his enemies were so severe that he had to make hijrat and go to Syria, Sham. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in Makkah Sharif. His enemies were so severe that he had to make hijrat and go to Medina Sharif. Another question that arises here, that Allah Ta'ala is the protector and absolute protector. Amongst the enemies also, for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how many years Allah protected him in Makkah Sharif? Allah could protect him right till the end also. But why Allah made hijrat? That is a secret known only to Allah Ta'ala. Allah has got qudrat over everything. So we should not fall prey to the discussions which is Qadianis, especially what they make amongst the Muslim students and Muslim scholars the Muslim professionals, and they lead them astray. So we should be very careful of that, and we should understand that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was neither killed on the cross, nor was he put on the cross. They put somebody else on the cross, and they lifted him up with his body and his soul and protected him. And he will come close to Qiyamah, and then everyone will believe in the correct thing, that he was lifted up and that he has come back now as a living being and as a ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So these are a few important points that we should take note of. There is great, great discussion the Mufassireen have made with regard to these ayat. And the person who has, should try and take out the time and study all that and understand these ayat very carefully, what they actually mean and the absolute truth which Allah Ta'ala has revealed in the Quran Sharif, to understand the truth and to stand by it and to advise and admonish other people also accordingly. May Allah give us all the tawfiq.